My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I am so excited to have you here today listening wherever you are in the world. Welcome, my gorgeous queen. We have a special guest on the podcast today.
Hi, my name is John. I'm Callie's husband.
If you've listened to the podcast before, you've probably heard John before, but today's episode is going to be super fun and special. He doesn't know what the topic is yet. How are you feeling about a blind topic?
I'm feeling like I trust you and that I'm excited to share with our listeners whatever it is this topic is about.
Okay, well, before we get into our topic today, let's start off with a self-check-in. So think of it like a time to just ground yourself wherever you are in the world, just slowing it down. So take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with lots of love into your body. And then exhale, let go of anything that's not serving you, any stress, tension, just sigh it out, release it with your breath. All right, now ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? And just get real with yourself and really pinpoint why you feel how you feel. All right, now ask yourself, what is something that I can do today to boost my mood? Maybe it's going on a walk, listening to the podcast, or maybe it's hugging something. Could be anything. All right, next question. I want you to ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you haven't, grab your water and hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. All right, couple more questions because we're going to dive right into today's episode. The next question I want you to ask yourself is, what is something that I want to work on in the mental area of my life? Setting a little goal for yourself this week, for your mind? How can you really improve your mental health? Maybe it's even just reading a book. Maybe it's getting more intelligent and smart. Okay, next question is, how can I improve physically this week? Maybe it's showing up for yourself on the mat, even if it's 10 minutes each day. That's better than doing nothing. And the final question I have for you is, how can I improve in my life spiritually? Maybe you haven't been spending time with the Lord in the morning or at all, and you just feel kind of far from Him. I encourage you to just start by praying. Just be like, hey, God, I miss you. And just invite Him back into your life. Like, that is one of my favorite ways to just get back into my relationship with God. If I feel far away, is just be like, hey, can we be close again? Because He's always ready to be close to you. Oftentimes we just block Him out because we're so busy and distracted. So that is my little tip for you. Okay. Before we get into the episode, if you love the podcast, make sure you leave a review. I don't know if you can leave a review. Leave 5 stars. That helps the podcast a lot. It helps us reach more people around the world. Also, send the podcast to a friend. If you think this episode resonate with them and help them in some way, just send it to your friend, brighten their day. And yeah. Okay. Are you ready, John?
Let's do this thing.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you some just icebreaker questions first to really get you in the mood.
All right. Let's podcast. Let's do this thing.
Okay. So you're going to be a dad very soon. If you didn't know this, listeners, I am 1 month out officially as of today from giving birth. I mean, you don't know the due date for sure, but the due date is September 13 and we're recording this on August 13. So 1 month out, how are you feeling about being a dad very soon?
I am so excited. We went baby clothes shopping the other day and I kid you not, I was like a little kid shopping for little baby girl clothes and I was like, Callie, look, she could be a strawberry. And it was just like really cute. I'm so excited. And I think what it was is like, once we started buying the car seat and buying the things that we need and just saying, hey, like, we're going to take charge before the birth and just have the things that we need so we can stay ahead of the learning curve. I feel like that's when things kind of got real. And then, I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to have her here and welcome her into our family.
What is, in one word, what is your current emotion about the birth?
If suspense could be an emotion, I would say suspense. It's definitely like there's a lot that's like waiting to happen this month. Like I guess if you hear this on the day it's released, there will be 2 days until my first ever album drops on Spotify. It's called Jesus Bangers, shameless plug.
That's what we're actually going to talk about today.
That's awesome.
Surprise.
So there's that. And then something for work outside of music, I'm waiting on this platform to launch so that I can, you know, start to provide in a new income stream. And yeah, there's just a lot of waiting and it would be really nice to start providing through that income stream before the baby shows up. Yeah.
Before she makes her way into the world.
Yeah.
So, okay, my next question for you on a different note is I asked this question over lunch and you never gave me an answer, so I have to ask it again. And the question is, if you could do one of our baby shower games every single day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I think it'd have to be the pacifier in mouth Dr. Seuss book reading contest, because not only would it get me good at talking with food in my mouth, which hopefully I'd never have to do, but I would also be intellectually stimulated to keep my brain sharp.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My sweaty studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hey everyone, it's Callie, and I have a little PSA for my girlies who are genuinely scared of what their period will bring each month. From painful cramping, uncomfortable bloating, cravings, or a roller coaster of emotions, I have been there and know how frustrating it can feel. Let me introduce your hormones to their new bestie, Hormone Harmony, a nature-inspired supplement that supports optimal hormone levels, helping to reduce mild mood swings, improve sleep quality, and even curb those annoying cravings. If you read the reviews, you'll notice that over 17,000 women all around the world are saying that they finally feel like themselves again after taking Hormone Harmony. Let's quickly dive into some of the core ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony. I love how Hormone Harmony includes adaptogens like ashwagandha extract, which helps the body handle stress from hormonal changes and cortisol levels. Another key ingredient that caught my eye is maca root extract, which can give you sustained energy, helps with mild mood swings, and supports a healthy drive. Painful periods aren't normal, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to keep suffering through them. Hormone Harmony can actually help you. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Let's get into today's topic. And I'm excited for this one because I feel like you've definitely been, a little backstory for anyone who doesn't know our story a little bit in terms of not our relationship. We have episodes on our relationship and we'll definitely record more episodes on that. But anyways, we used to work together. I have an online Pilates studio and app, or online Pilates studio. It's an app called Sweaty Studio, a little plug there. Go check it out if you haven't already. But anyways, in 2023, I think that's 2022. Is that the year? Yeah. That is the year that, do you want to share this? Your
Well, I think I know where you're going, but if you can provide some more details, then I'll fill in.
Well, we were in New York together, and you were working on Wall Street, and you quit your job. And then I ended up being like, hey, do you want to work with me on Sweaty Studio? And so then we started working together for, how long was that? Like a year and a half?
It felt a lot longer than a year, but it was about 15 months. Yeah.
Yeah. So we started working together. What were you doing for Sweaty Studio?
Oh my gosh. At first, I mean, I had come from Wall Street, analytical, you know, fast paced thinking, trading. And then I was like, make this, edit this video of a what I eat in a day. And I was like, a what I what in
the
a
vlog,
what?
The YouTube vlog.
Yes. And she was like, sync it to the song. I was like, what? And so I opened up this like platform on my laptop called Final Cut. It's basically like iMovie on steroids. And I was like, I got to figure out how to use this thing. I didn't know InShot worked. I didn't know how to use the TikTok app really. I mean, I just was like, if I'm going to do it, like I'm going to go big. And so I did it. And it was probably like, I mean, the worst thing I ever produced from that point on. I mean, it was a great starting point.
Was that the long form YouTube video or a short form one?
It was short form. It was like a, I don't know, like 20 second what I eat in a day. And so I started with video editing. Then I helped you take brand photos. And I had no idea what I was doing with photography. So they turned out all like dark and just weird. It like wasn't good. What else did I do?
In New York, what did you do?
I helped you like brainstorm, and I basically, we made a list of like things that only Callie can do and things that drain her energy like every day. And I basically did the things that like maybe someone else could do that drain her energy. Like, oh, like I can do the dishes, you know, because like if we're thinking about like a holistic entrepreneurial life, I mean, your work and your life tend to kind of run into each other. So I was like, okay, like I'll do the dishes. I'll like do that. And anyways, it fell into this like weird, like roles reversed kind of thing where like I was cleaning, I was cooking.
House husband.
Yeah. You know, in between quitting my Wall Street job and starting my own business, which I wanted to do, but yeah.
No, you were a house boyfriend.
Yeah. Boyf.
We weren't even engaged or anything. But yeah, it was kind of weird. And we definitely, I feel like there was a weird dynamic for sure in terms of it was like my business, my baby. And then all of a sudden navigating, okay, the person that I am closest to in my life is now working with me. Felt like you're working for me. And anyways, it was good and bad. We definitely had highs and lows in our work dynamic, and we can definitely chat more about that maybe in a different episode, maybe one of our relationship episodes, like don't cross work and relationships, because it's totally possible. But anyways, it definitely got to a point where you were running my TikTok, making my YouTube shorts, running my YouTube channel. You were very, very heavily involved in the business. And I think that we both kind of got to a point where my view of the business, or like my, I don't know how to phrase this, but like my creative direction and voice was a little different than how you were seeing it. Do you think is that true?
Yep.
Yeah. So it was kind of like, I don't know, it started to kind of not go as well as it started out. And I think in January of this past year is when I feel like I started to get really disempowered a lot, because I all of a sudden was very much like, I don't know, I was struggling myself with my relationship around social media. I think I was very much just insecure in my content. I felt like I wasn't doing a great job. I felt like no one cared. Anyways, a lot of these lies started to go into my head. And so I think when John started to run my TikTok account, it was a lot of because I was struggling with my relationship with it. And so he kind of, in a sense, rescued me a little bit from things that I wasn't working through. But that's a whole other conversation. Anyways, in January of December, you decided to step away from Sweaty Studio and working together. And that was really, really hard. You want to go more into kind of like that time frame, what led to that decision?
Yeah, I kind of realized like God had this much bigger calling on my life. And And I knew that, like, I wasn't meant to be doing this job that I was doing with Callie, but I was supposed to be making music. I didn't know it at the time. I just knew that I wasn't supposed to be doing Sweaty Studio. So I could have probably given her a month's notice, but I just was like, hey, this is over, you know.
It was pretty brutal.
It was like a bad breakup, but you live with the person.
It was horrible.
So there's a lot of bitterness and just like, I literally felt like a floating blob for about like 2 weeks because I like wasn't doing anything. And I was like, God, what do you want me to do? Like, how can I get out of this funk that I'm in? Like, clearly it's not this. What is it?
Wait, can we pause right there?
Yeah.
Okay, just for anyone listening, because I feel like I've recorded episodes before on Hearing God's Voice and stuff, and I want to record more of a fresh, refreshed version. So in that moment when you were asking the Lord about what you're supposed to do next, and you felt him say music, like, what would... If you could go back and kind of redo that, not saying like having regrets, but just go back and redo listening to the Lord, asking him for guidance, like what would you do in that situation?
I think I would have asked him when I quit my job on Wall Street, like what's next? Because I obeyed that. There were definitely clear signs like I needed to get out of there. I needed to quit my job. I didn't need to quit working entirely though. And I think once I was able to catch up from my sleep deprivation that I was constantly in, it was just like, oh my gosh, like I need sleep. Like I slept for like 12 hours a day for like a month. And I think I would have asked him like right away, like, okay, like I've obeyed, what now? You know, instead of being like, oh, this is awesome. Time to like, just, I don't know, go hiking because I can. Time to, you know, play with Callie all day out in New York City. Oh, yeah, I'll go to Soho with you, like, at 2 p.m. Like, it was just unheard of, right?
Brand events.
But yeah, I'll go to get Carrot Express with you because we have a $100 voucher or whatever it was. Like,
remember the Bala Google event?
Yeah, it was just, it was fun, but it just felt like, wow, like, this is great. Like, but it was kind of like a weekend that just never ended. And I don't know, for a man, men are made to work. And so, yeah, it just kind of felt weird. So I would have asked God then, like, what next?
Yeah, and I think also, too, in that season, it's interesting because, I mean, what I was doing is just so different than what you're called to do in your life. And I think that's where the issue was, because like for me, that stuff is technically considered work, going to events, like whatever. But I think for you, I mean, you were used to going to a corporate job every day and working really, really hard in terms of analyzing markets and being around a team of people doing finance stuff. Like that's what you majored in college. So I think it is one of those things where you were taken out of your, like, not habitat, but kind of a habitat. You're taking out of your natural habitat and placed in this foreign thing that you were not built to do.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, I think I love that. Just like asking the Lord in the moment, like what's next. I think also too, just adding on to that, something that I've been learning a lot with Hearing God's Voice in big life decisions is, instead of asking yes or no questions, asking him more of open-ended questions. I definitely personally fell into a trap where I was very disempowered and I'd be like, God, like, can I do this? Should I do this? All these things, very much letting God micromanage me when that's not how it's supposed to be. Like, we're not designed to be micromanaged humans. He gave us free will for a reason, but he also gives us the Holy Spirit to guide us and to give us discernment. And so anyways, I think just like really asking God, what do you want me to know about this next chapter or this next season? What do you want me to know about my next job? And also to just like really praying into him, just refueling your fire and getting out of any sort of funk. But okay, moving on a little bit. So you are now, so it's January and you are feeling called to do music. So how did you get out of the funk that you were in?
Yeah, I felt like in my prayer closet, God was telling me like specific genre of music to make. And that genre is worship EDM. And I was like, wow, that's so specific, but like, that's awesome.
What is EDM for someone who doesn't know?
EDM is electronic dance music, and it basically encompasses dance, house, tropical house, like Kygo, the Chainsmokers, Fred Again, and Fisher. Like, these are all EDM artists, just in different subgenres.
Okay, so once you knew the genre that you want, the Lord wanted you to make, what was the next steps for you?
I feel like the next step was just making some music that I really wanted to listen to. And I was like, okay, I want to make some happy, upbeat, tropical house music that I want to listen to. And I love the piano. I love the sound of piano in house music. And so I basically replicated a rhythm from my favorite song on the piano. And I didn't use the same exact one because that'd be cheating and stealing. But I kind of made it my own. And I added guitar and ukulele and my voice. And y'all, it was so hard to record my voice at first. It's literally me just speaking because I didn't know how to sing like in front of a mic in my room by myself. Like, I was in a chamber's choir and led worship live on a stage in high school, but I didn't know how to record in my own room by myself. So the first step was just making and publishing a song. Like, it didn't have to be perfect, but I started on SoundCloud, thank God. And yeah, just publishing it and sharing it with friends, sharing it with the internet. Yeah, that was the first step.
How did you get over any hurdles of perfectionism when you published the first song?
I thought it was perfect. And looking back, I'm like, dude, it was good. It's still so good. But I there were just things that I didn't know that I needed to know.
How did you stay humble? Or not humble. Yeah. Wait, sorry. I need to rephrase that. How did you humble yourself to realize that there was a lot of room for growth and learning and watching YouTube videos on how to master, mix, all the things?
I mean, how I was able to humble myself is just, I feel like every day that I would start producing or mixing or mastering or whatever, I mean, it was, I would learn something new or I would watch a video that taught me something new. And so I was just on this learning curve the entire time. Like, I never once was like, oh, I'm at the top, I already know everything. There were a couple times where I'm like, certainly I can't learn anything else because this is so good. And it just, God has blown me away with how much he's made, like, sound. I don't know, like, God made sound, and the fact that we're able to alter it in frequencies is just so cool for, like, the human ear.
For someone who is into music, like, what, or into making music and all these things, like, what, how did you even know what to search on YouTube? Because I feel like for my personal journey with entrepreneurship, I've learned so much from YouTube. I joked that I basically went to college YouTube because I would research all the things. I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah, I mean, once I'm platinum or double platinum, whatever it is, I mean, I'm going to tell people, you know, God gave me the talents, but I just needed to put in the work, and I put it in on YouTube University.
Yeah.
Like, I went to school for finance. You know, I think John Summit, he's a huge DJ. He used to be an accountant.
Really?
And yeah. And he just quit because he started working at a bar and was like making money DJing house music. And he started making his own music. So.
How are you? Okay. For like, because I feel like you're in the early days of music, like you just started this in January. I mean, I know you've been doing music for most of your life, but you're in early days. So how do you continue to stay motivated even when it's like you have your big goals down the line, but you're kind of like at the start?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have advice for someone also in that place?
I think with anything, like whether it's, you know, you're going to be a big musician someday or you're going to, you know, be a CEO of a 500 employee company, or 5,000 employees. I mean, the simple thing is, like, in order to not hate it, you can't burn yourself out. The way you burn yourself out is like just going a little farther, right? Working a little bit harder at the end of the day. So whether, like, for me, once I've eaten dinner, I don't let myself go back into the office, even though I'm like, oh, like, I really want to hear this synth sound again. Mm. And like, oh, it's just so satisfying. Like, I could do so much right now because it's already 8 p.m. and I need to wake up early. I need to get 8 hours of sleep. Like, sleep is so important. I need to get like 8 or 9 hours of sleep. and I need to spend time with God in the morning. I need to exercise in the morning. I need to eat, you know, good foods and whatever it is. I think it's just making sure you don't get burnt out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good advice for sure. Because in the moment, it doesn't seem harmless. It doesn't seem harmful. It's like, oh, it's just right. another hour.
But it adds up, you know, those extra 30 minutes, extra hour at night. And, you know, that's something you could have been doing to, like, give your brain a break. And your brain yeah. can only handle so much each day, each week.
Do you give yourself, like, weekly milestones?
Nope. No, it's such a creative journey, and there's no pressure on it to instantly provide. So I kind of just... You know, it was helpful having a deadline for this album. It definitely got me to just send it out, regardless if it was absolutely pristinely perfect. And, I mean, deadlines can definitely help. But right now, I mean, since I distributed the album to stores, it's just, you know, countdown from here. I mean, my distributor already has it. The lyrics are already synced on Spotify. Like, it's going to be, like, epic. The canvases, you know, the little gifts that they play on Spotify, like those are all ready and it's going to be super cool. But that happened about a month ago where I sent all that to the stores. And in the meantime, it's like, yeah, I've been promoting the launch a little bit, but I mean, I got a new synth on the internet.
It's a synth. A
synthesizer. You can basically make like any sound you want. And I got a new one and... I mean, since I got it, I have made, I think, 9 or 10 new songs. And for reference, this album has 6 songs that I worked about 6 months on. And I made 9 songs in about a week and a half. I mean, it just like, it just sparked this side of my brain that I was like, oh my gosh, I sound like a professional DJ now. Like, it was just so cool.
So, okay, kind of changing gears a little bit. How do you navigate people who, like, when you post, I know you put yourself out there a lot on the internet with, like, posting videos and reels and stuff, and I know that's new for you too, especially posting it to your personal social media accounts for, like, friends and family and all the people to see. Like, first of all, my question is, how did you overcome any sort of fear on that when you started posting those reels?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, seeing how you did it, seeing how you voiced over things with such confidence definitely helped me to voice over things. And then, you know, I've posted stuff, I've done the hashtag, so it's not like I had to learn how to use TikTok, you know? I think that's a lot of people's struggle, is like, how do I post a reel so that it reaches people?
Yeah,
whereas
you know,
like,
to do all that.
You know, I don't know if this is like the most up-to-date, you know, information, but certainly the basics of SEO are still there.
Yeah.
And so I think the algorithms are good at pushing out content, and my content was helpful at first. And back to your question about the humility in the beginning, honestly, posting all of this content on the internet helped me, because I was like, all right guys, I'm gonna show you how to master my song, and then I proceeded to do things that weren't mastering my song. And everyone in the comments, I mean several people in the comments, were like, they weren't throwing shade, but they were just like, hey dude, that's not mastering, your mixing.
Some of your comments you get are like, they're hardcore. You handle them really well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah, overcoming the fear, it's just like, honestly, like, I don't care who this reaches on Instagram. Like, I just kind of treat it as like a game, like YouTube. Okay, I had 0 subscribers on YouTube. Like, and it also, it's YouTube. People all across the world are watching this stuff.
I love,
like,
YouTube.
It's not just like 25-year-old guys who were also in a fraternity and like judge me, right? It's like people... I don't know, because so many people fear the judgment of, like, people like them, because they're like, oh, my friends are going to judge me.
Yeah, it's like your people you actually know.
I don't care. Like, on Instagram, who's going to watch a music reel? Like, the algorithm is good enough to where if my followers are going to watch it, Instagram knows they want to watch it, and they're going to push it to them. And if they don't want to watch it, they're not going to be sent that reel. So I don't really care. Like, I've had followers, friends, I mean, people I was in a fraternity with, friends from college, who they see my content now and they're like, oh dude, like, you produce music, I would love to get into it. Like, do you have any tips? You know, all this stuff. And it's like, wow, like, we barely talked in college, and now this is a great, like, opportunity to, you know, reconnect and stuff.
That's super cool. I actually didn't even think about that, because that's something that I've had to navigate, is specifically on like TikTok and Instagram. I know I have a lot of people that I'm friends with who follow me and family members who follow me. And it's so funny. It's not like I post anything out there that's like, whoa, what, like, what is this? But even still, like, I've had friends be like, oh, I saw that post you made, or, oh, that story. And I don't know what it is. I just like, I've had to really overcome that of, okay, people I actually know are seeing this stuff. So I feel like that's why I love YouTube so much. So I don't feel like any sort of weird social pressure. Not that there is.
Yeah. And I think like as an influencer, it's different, because like people like, they like look at you differently. It's like, oh, like your story was so good. Right. And it's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like if someone didn't have followers and they posted the same thing, like I doubt they'd get the same comment, you know? So for me, like it, because I'm not this famous Instagram famous, you know, TikTok famous person, it's just like cheese. I mean, it's easy. It's like, all right, great post. I'm like, thanks, you know, random user 801932, you know?
Wait, okay, can we talk about the fact that like, okay, how is it? Because you share, you don't just make like a mainstream normal song that just talks about drinking, partying, drugs, like right. the typical club kind of music that we hear. You talk about Jesus, and obviously Jesus can be something that is not very welcomed in that scene. So yeah. I've read some of the comments on your post and I get heated. I'm like, how could you say that to him? Anyways, but and I have to release judgments on those people. But you know, okay, regardless of that, what I'm trying to say is, how do you not let those Jesus haters hold you back from being really confident in your beliefs, especially get like pushing into a field that's not necessarily Christian?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard when you want to read the comments and like engage with your followers and be like, oh yeah, like thanks for that tip, but then you open a post and it just got pushed to the wrong side of TikTok and you have Satanists, you know,
literal,
just like bashing your music. It's, I don't know. It's not like hard to deal with. It's, I count it as like, okay, I have more treasure in heaven because I'm not getting persecuted because my music's bad. And even if it did sound poo-poo-y, like, yeah, I mean, like, who cares, right? Like, go on the internet. You have a free voice, okay? You're going to just cyberbully someone. Like,
yeah.
You can pray for them.
That's so true.
So I think at the end of the day, like, because Jesus is at the center of what I'm doing, it is a blessing to be shot down and persecuted and hated for what I'm doing. Like, this is amazing. Paul, like, would dream of this, you know?
Isn't it so interesting how, like, I feel like our society in general is like, let's like welcome everything, love everything. But then the second it's like Jesus, people get so heated and cancel culture-y. I'm like, if you did this to someone else in another religion, I don't think that would fly.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I had that happen though with a post I made. I literally was talking about like a pregnancy ick. It was very unrelated to Jesus at all. But the thing I shared, kind of a story time, I mentioned that I was in church and this one person completely ignored the entire video, but focused on, she's like, I'm unfollowing you because you go to church. And I was like, okay.
That's like, yeah. What are you going to do about that? It's like the internet.
Literally, you just have to kind of move on.
Yeah. And like, no one is you. So you're going to have, I mean, even like people who are similar to you, you might see in person, you might be friends with, but there are people in the world, and this is, I'm reminded of every time I post and look at comments and who liked my stuff and saw my stuff, there are middle schoolers and high schoolers with the internet, and they just have no idea. And there are adults too, and they're just so different than you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true. And I think a lot of people want everyone to be like them, but that's just not how reality is, because every single person is totally different and has different thoughts, different beliefs, all this stuff. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My sweaty studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
So, okay. So my next question for you is the album.
Yeah.
The album. What are you, like, what's your favorite song on the album and what are you most excited about for the album?
So I'm going to go with two favorites. I think the favorite to show people is going to be Chosen. That's definitely, it's like a very complete, wholesome, like happy, upbeat song. And the energy is just there. It's girl and guy vocals, so the energy is just so, I don't know, it's very full and happy. And then I think my favorite like masterpiece song is gonna be God Provides. It's the final song in the album. And I think why is because it started off as like a trap beat, and then it goes double time and turns into house at the end, and it's like sampled and kind of got like a Fred Again style. In the end, and it's just so fun. Like when I was making the song, I mean, it would go from halftime, which basically means like 60 beats per minute, to double time, which is like 120 beats per minute. So you're hearing instead of, and so it would go from that halftime to the double time. And it just, like, the energy just flows. And I was running the other day listening to it on SoundCloud on a private link. And I listened to the full album. But when it came to the first, I'm sorry, when it came to the last song, I just went into a full-on sprint. Because good music just makes my workout, makes me work harder. And it was like, like, this is just awesome.
I'm going to add your songs to my worship workout playlist. I'll link it below for all of you guys to go and check it out.
Yeah, it's a great playlist. I found a lot of good, like, wholesome EDM worship type music on there.
Your songs are on there from your singles.
Yeah, great playlist. Go check it out.
Okay, I have one more question for you before we close out. And this is a question for, I feel like online, at least. I see so much stuff, and I had this pressure when I was starting my business of, okay, I know this is my calling in life. I just want to like quit my job and pursue this and go after it. So that's not really the best advice to take, just because bills do need to get paid and life continues, and you don't know necessarily the pace at which something is going to grow and flourish and all the things. Not saying that it's not going to flourish at the very beginning, but you just never know. It could take a couple months. It could take a year. So anyways, my question for you, kind of going on this, because I know you didn't just completely, you haven't only done music, is like, what is your advice? First of all, what have you done in this season to continue to like get back into working and also pursuing a passion, which is music for you? So what have you done for that?
Yeah, I started day trading. I kind of practiced with like fake money first. I traded with some real money, and it's just, that wasn't the strategy that I wanted to take. So I've been practicing with fake money. And then the thing that I'm waiting for this month is for a firm that will give me capital to trade, aka money, their money to trade with. They're supposed to be opening this month, and that would mean, you know, I get to start making consistent income, you know, as long as I'm trading well. So, I mean, I think both of these careers, though, day trading and music, are not things that you just should jump into blind without a job already, because you don't know how, like, the income is not guaranteed, especially with music. I mean, some people can blow up overnight, but a lot of them, like, are already artists and have already been signed by a record label, and they just want to have a different name. And so they'll make one song, but they know like all the, you know, professional softwares and everything. So it's easy to make a hit because they've been in the industry for 10 years. But yeah, it's one of those things where I would definitely recommend, you know, keeping a stable job if you're, you know, if you're not like in danger at your job, or unless God's calling you to quit. In that season, yeah, I would definitely keep the job. And then, you know, once something starts providing a little bit, maybe you could take that leap. I mean, you want to share a little bit about how you did it?
Yeah, for sure. And this is something too, like I've seen friends who are influencers, and maybe they had a season where like their influencing was really, they were having a lot of brand deals and they were able to sustain their life with just the brand deals, and they left their job. And then all of a sudden there was a season where it was really slow. No brand deals were coming in and it was really hard for them. And they ended up being like, I need to get a part-time job, or I need to get something. So I just wanted to like share that quickly with you before I share more of my story, because you're not a failure just because you have to get a job.
Yeah, that was a huge realization for me. Is like, I didn't have to prove that I could do it. You know, it's like, okay, like I can still, you know, like income doesn't hurt.
Right. It's like, I think one of our guests we had on, Grace Valentine, she is a author. And one of my favorite things she said on the episode was, I'm never better than a paycheck. And she babysits as like a part-time thing. And even though she's a very well-known author, like it was just stuck with me, because I think it's important to remain really humble, especially when it comes to like our passions and our dreams and things. So anyways, what I'm going to quickly share though really fast is a little bit about like how I did it. I started out my blog called I'm Sweaty and I Know It when I was in college. And I mean, I was making literally $0. Like it was just for fun. I loved it so much. It was just something I loved to do. I loved to write. I loved to share my health and wellness finds, tips, all the things. And I definitely had people who I was close to who were like, why are you putting so much effort into this thing that, I mean, it's not like you're not getting paid or anything from it. But it was one of those things, when you have a passion, you have a passion. Like that is just, it's fun. It doesn't feel like work. So anyways, I ended up graduating from college, and I started doing the influencing thing. It was doing really well and I was growing a lot on social media. But the thing is that I was getting a couple brand deals, but it wasn't enough to sustain me full time. So it was really, really hard to bite the bullet and be like, okay, this isn't quite where I want it to be yet. I need to get a full-time job in order to, frankly, survive, pay my bills, eat food. And I ended up getting a full-time job in public relations. It was an awesome team, but it was not the job for me. It was kind of like you were experiencing, John, when we were working together. It just wasn't my life calling, and I could feel it. I wasn't passionate about it. I literally tried everything to stay focused at my job. And so I started working on also building out Sweaty Studio during this time and continuing to teach fitness, do social media. I was basically juggling the two, and it was hard. It was a lot of work, a lot of extra hours at night working on my own thing. I definitely did experience burnout because, I mean, it's not easy basically having two full-time jobs, because when you're building your own thing, it's like a full-time thing. It's your baby. So anyways, I worked really hard on that for like 6 months or so. And then when I launched it, I remember I had a lot more signups than I realized I would get. And I was like, wait, I could maybe quit my job next month or in a few months. And it was actually you, John, that helped me feel like I had enough security to do that. We looked at my bank account, looked at my savings, and we're like, okay, I think you can do it. So I ended up in February, I quit my job. I was also doing half brand deals as my income. Studio is half my other income. It was tough because I had seasons where I had zero brand deals, and I was like, how am I supposed to literally like move to New York? How am I supposed to pay for more expensive rent? It was scary, but I mean, ultimately everything did work out. But I think it is one of those things where I am thankful that I didn't just out of college be like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to get a job. I'm only going to work at this, because I think I might've been a starving artist for a bit. So that's just my encouragement to you. If you're wanting to start something or go after your passion project, like I always encourage you guys to do, is really go after what the Lord's calling you to do in your life. But ultimately, like, just because he calls you to be a missionary or calls you to be a musician or a Pilates instructor, it's important to ask God about the timing of it as well. Do you want to quickly talk about that, John? Timing?
Yeah, I mean, the timing, I don't think you're ever going to know for real. I mean, you can ask God and he'll maybe give you like a, hey, wait. Or he'll say nothing. And you're just like, hey, God, like, I'm going to do this. If you don't want me doing this, make it clear. And then like nothing happens. Like, okay, like keep doing it. You know, like he's giving you free will and he obviously like supports you in that. But if he's like, wait, don't do it, and you do it anyways, like you're going to have a rough time. Or it's going to, you know, eventually lead to failure. Could be in 3 years, could be in 10, but you know, you're sowing a seed of disobedience and you're going to reap that. And it's going to be very humbling.
Yeah. And I think faith is, if God calls you to do something, it's important to have faith that that is going to come to fruition. And it's one of those things where, I mean, I've been learning in my own life, like I would get really stuck because I'd be like, oh, like, God, am I supposed to do this now? I don't know. And I get like all confused and it just wouldn't go anywhere. But I think it's with timing, figuring out like the Lord's timing, just be like, God, I want to obey you. I want to surrender to you in this. And I'm like, I feel like I know you're calling me to do this. So I'm just going to like take the first step. Lord, if it's not your will, please close the door. Because he knows your heart. He knows where you're at. And I think it's like, if the doors keep opening, just keep going. Keep walking through it, taking action. Without action, I mean, I don't think there really is faith.
Yep.
So anyways, before we go, thanks for coming on the podcast. Do you want to just plug where everyone can find your album and all that?
Yeah. So my artist name is Gualz, G-U-A-L-Z, just like my last name, Callie's last name, Guali, but instead of a Y, it's a Z. So it's Gualz. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, I think Amazon Music, TikTok, Instagram. You know, there will be like official sounds. If you search Gualz and then the name of the song, the name of this album is going to be in all caps, Jesus Bangers. There's going to be 6 songs. The first one is Raising My Hands in Hallelujah, the album version. Number 2 is God's EDM. 3 is Chosen. 4 is Freedom. 5 is Jesus, You're the Lion. And 6 is God Provides. And you can find those on Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, Instagram, I think even Snapchat. If you guys know how to use Snapchat audios, I don't. I just saw that as an option on DistroKid. Anyways, that's where you can find it. Gualz, G-U-A-L-Z. And the album is Jesus Bangers.
Yes, go listen to it when it drops on the 16th. This will be
August 16th.
August 16th.
At midnight.
This will be out 2 days before.
Midnight days before. Eastern.
Yeah, so definitely go listen to it. Share it on your stories. Tag John.
Yeah, add it to your playlist. Yes. That helps a lot.
Yes, add it to your playlist. Send it to your friends who love house music and EDM music and working out to like hype music. Send it to your friends who like to run, who like to dance. You add it to your Pilates playlist.
Yeah, all the things.
Hyping you up. It's good. It's really fun. And I'm going to add it to my playlist that I'll link below. If you need some fun Christian worship music that brings life and speaks life over you, that's what the songs that I added to the playlist are for, because I was like kind of tired of listening to just music that made me feel icky inside. So on that note, thank you for coming on the podcast, John. Thank you for listening, you guys. If you have any questions or ever want to just talk about anything, message me on Instagram. I'm faster to respond at Callie Gwally on Instagram. Share the podcast with your friends who have big dreams and want to go after their passions. And yeah, just let me know how you like this episode. Anyways, I'll see you next week. Keep it amazing. Stay healthy, be human, and go listen to John's music.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.